Since today is a feria of the second week of Advent, the readings were the same as last Sunday's, so we will not read them all together. But they have important things to say to us. St. Paul reminds us, or that is God through St. Paul, because God is the one who inspires and who writes the scriptures through the hands of those who actually had the authorship. But God is the real author of all of the scriptures, from the very first line of Genesis to the very last line of the Apocalypse. And so St. Paul tells us, whatsoever things were written for our learning. And of course, when we don't learn from the scriptures, when we don't learn from the liturgy, which is almost all taken from the scriptures, especially the ancient rites, then it is our loss. It's not God's loss. God doesn't care what you know or what you don't know, but when the time of judgment comes, it depends what you know. Who knows more about God and about the things of God will be in a higher place in heaven, closer to God. And that is something that St. Thomas Aquinas and others have written. And then reminds us of his great patience towards us, because we demand a lot of patience, just as we demand of each other a lot of patience. It's very, very easy to lose our patience and to say things that we should not say or think things that we should not think. Now, it's better to think than to say, but it's a sin to think also. We confess our sins of thought. And so it is important to be as patient as possible. And that is why I always remind you, whenever something gets to you and something that bothers you or upsets you, turn it and give it to Mary. She will take care of it, more than you can possibly imagine. And then, of course, our Lord wants us to receive one another, he says, as Christ has received us, with arms open, so much so that they're nailed to the cross, with his whole heart open, so much so that St. Longinus opened his heart. And this day is a very important day to remember that, because today is one of the traditional feasts of St. John of the Cross, even though in this rite the main feast is on November 24th, which we already celebrated. But he was a man that was totally and completely devoted to the cross of Christ. Now, the same thing also with the gospel, St. John the Baptist. And St. John the Baptist, according to plan, this was not something that just happened by accident. According to plan, our Lord had told him to send his disciples to him. And then they began to ask. And then they got the answer that St. John knew and wanted, and that our Lord was and wanted. The deaf are made to hear, the blind see, the dead rise from the dead, lepers are cleansed, etc. All the miracles which only by the power of God someone could perform. And it was Jesus himself who was doing this. And so they go back, and they are satisfied. Many of them, if not all, became disciples of Christ, because the evidence was there right before them. But then he tells the people, what did you come out here to see? A prince with silks and brocades and gold and jewels dripping from his fingers and his head? Not at all. They that are clothed, and that is what he says, soft garments, that's what he's talking about, are in the houses of kings. If you want to see that, go see Herod. Go see Pontius Pilate. But what did you come out to see? A prophet? And of course, they're all nodding, yes, yes. And he says, well, more than a prophet. St. John the Baptist was the greatest prophet. He was the last prophet of the Old Testament and the first prophet of the New Testament. And St. John meet both old and new, that which was in preparation, which is also what we're doing with this holy season of Advent, and that which was fulfilled. in Christ Jesus our Lord, which is what we do the rest of the year, in particular on Christmas night and throughout the Christmas season, and then later all the seasons of the Holy Liturgy of the Church, which follow the life of Christ. We are not here just to say words, pretty words, ugly words, or any kind of words. We're here to relive the life of Christ. And so we need to pay attention. We need to think. We need to stop thinking about the traffic or your dinner or your lunch or whatever else it is. You need to pay attention and live the liturgy. Live the mysteries of Christ. And of course, in those mysteries are also involved the Most Holy Mother, the Immaculate, her most chaste and virginal spouse, St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist, also born immaculate, though not conceived immaculate, and the angels, and all the things that are there. When we sing at the end of the liturgy, whatever liturgy we are singing in this shrine, which is our custom for many, 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 many years, we sing the antiphon of Our Lady. And we, during the season of Advent and Christmas, we sing, until Candlemas, we sing Alma Redemptoris Mater, the most beloved and holy Mother of the Redeemer. And then later on, towards the end, when we bow, and we must bow because the whole of the universe is bowing, we sing, Tuque genuisti natura mirante, tuum sanctum genitorem. Thou who hast engendered in thy womb, with all of nature, and we see all of nature there, prefigured in these figurines, that are blessed. They are sacred images for us. All of nature admiring and wondering at the glory of God. Tuque genuisti natura mirantem. That's what that means. Tuum sanctum genitorem. Thy most holy creator. They're not just words. They are the most significant words of our lives. The Blessed Mother and all of nature bow down before the Lord, her Son. She is the Mother of God. All nature, in admiration, in wonder, in worship, bow down before God, and so do we. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.